Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for all your chamber events, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And a reminder, too, we have our upcoming Chamber Day at the Capitol on February 8th, and you can call the Chamber or go to our website for more information, as well as we're going to be coming up on our annual Durango Rocks, and that's happening February 29th. So a lot of events coming up. Again, DurangoBusiness.org. I'm here with Jason Ports, president of Bank of Colorado. How are you, Jason?
Great, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Did I get your title right?
Yes, market president for
Bank
of Colorado.
Yep. All right. Yep. You know, I've already messed up. And, you know, it'll be like going, you know, you think I would remember. And you have been hosting or sponsoring now the Southwest Business Forum, Economic Forum, for a couple years?
Yeah, this is going into our second year. Last year was our first year taking over that sponsorship with Fort Lewis College. Really excited to be a part of that event.
Yeah, and the official is Southwest Economic Outlook, hosted by Bank of Colorado as well as Katz School of Business.
Correct, yep. We were able to team up with Steve Elias and Katz School of Business and really kind of change that event last year and bring in a specialty of supply chain management. And this year we're mixing it up and throwing a healthcare specialty.
Oh, nice. Okay. So it's going to be held at Fort Lewis College up in the ballroom on what date?
It's going to be Tuesday, January 9th. You know, it's going to start from 8 to 8:30. We'll have a little coffee and breakfast, kind of socialization, and then the actual event will start at 8:30.
Oh, okay. And again, being the 32nd annual?
Correct.
And I believe Rich Wabakine from Leeds School of Business out of CU Boulder, I'm pretty sure he's been at every one.
Yeah, this is going to be his 32nd year, and he's had rave reviews every year he's done it. We're excited to have him back. He's going to be presenting on the national and state economy for us.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Well, you know, he is such a wealth of information, and just looking at the longevity of how long he's been doing it, I do think I went to the first one he ever did, and it used to be in Noble Hall in one of the smaller rooms. Now we need the ballroom, you know, to host this.
Correct. Yeah, we had a great turnout last year, and we're looking for a bigger turnout this year.
Yeah, and it's free.
It's a free event. There'll be some materials that will have probably a QR code where people can access the materials that Rich will have on the national economy.
Yeah. So are you going to get up and give any predictions?
No, I'm staying away from that, as far away from that as possible. Yeah. It'll be wrong.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy, you know, because I remember over the years, I always love going back and looking at what they were talking about and seeing if that came to fruition.
Yep. There's a lot of pressure to see what their accuracy is on that.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like shine the crystal ball to get a better outlook, I guess. But what's so nice about this is starting, are they going to start on the national level?
Yeah, we're going to kind of break it down to almost two sessions with a 10-minute break in between just to be cognizant of people's time. It's probably going to go from 8 until noon. Rich is going to start with the national and state economy, and then we've got Nathan Peach, associate professor from Katz School of Business at Fort Lewis College, going to present on the local level, and he did it last year, so for those who are in attendance know that he did a great job and received a lot of positive feedback from Nate. And then we'll have a little question and answer for Rich and Nate before transitioning to our break for about 10 minutes. So if people need to come and go, they can. But then we're going to transition to the healthcare section of it. And we're bringing in Josh Ewing from Colorado Hospital Association to give kind of an economic outlook for Colorado healthcare.
Yeah, which is obviously a hot topic. I know we surveyed our chamber members, and inflation, cost of housing, childcare, and healthcare are the four biggest obstacles in doing business, you know, and workforce. You know, I mean, they're always right up there with one another. And healthcare is definitely a major issue.
Yeah, I received a lot of feedback after last year's event, actually the day of it, from people wanting to know more about healthcare and asked if we would focus on that for 2024. And so we listened to that feedback and were able to coordinate a great day for it.
Yeah. Well, one thing I want to point out, what's great having this on January 9th, the students aren't back, and which we love the students, don't get me wrong, but there's plenty of parking.
Yeah. Parking shouldn't be an issue whatsoever. So works out really well.
And free.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, free. And, you know, we also have our local hospitals participating in this event as well. So after Josh's presentation, mm-hmm. we've got Brandon Mancini from Mercy, yeah. Joe Thine from Southwest Health System over in Cortez, Megan Roberts, the new CEO of Animas Surgical mm-hmm. Hospital, and Shelley Burke, CEO of Access Health System. They're going to be available for some question and answer.
Oh, nice.
We're going to do about a 10-minute kind of introduction, and then we want to make sure we open it up to the public for questions on our local healthcare.
Well, and all four of those CEOs are just wonderful people and run the, you know, great organization. Joe Thine going from Animas Surgical over to Southwest Hospital.
Yep.
I know he brought a lot of not only just experience, but again, community involvement. I've seen the Southwest Hospital do more now within Cortez and the Four Corners now he's over there.
Definitely, yeah. We're really honored to have all four of those participants and think it's going to bring a different dynamic to the forum.
Now, if somebody wants more information, where would you recommend they should go?
Yeah, there'll be information on Fort Lewis College's mm-hmm. website. They're also welcome to call or email. I'm happy to answer any questions folks yeah. might have, but there should be information already posted on Fort Lewis's website on the Katz School yeah. of Business website.
And I just ended up Googling right before the interview. I Googled Southwest Economic Forecast. And it popped right up.
Awesome.
You know, with all the information. Now I'm curious, you guys are at Bank of Colorado. You're very involved in the community. You know, when this opportunity came up, what was the I'm going to use the word impetus for, you know, and the reasoning saying, yeah, we want to be part of this?
Yeah, you know, the event's been around for 30 years, and I participated in quite a few of those. So when that opportunity opened up, we were able to get in front of Fort Lewis and Steve Elias and secure that, you know, just thinks it brings a lot of value to our community and to the business and individuals. Yeah. And to be able to kind of mix it up a little bit and keep it fresh mm-hmm. every year by rotating kind of a specialty each year. And, you know, we look forward to seeing what we come up with 2025 as well.
Right. Well, and, you know, Jason, and you're involved on a lot of different levels and different boards. I know you're on the Alliance Board, which is focusing on, you know, workforce housing. How's that going with, you know, and if you got out your crystal ball?
Oh, wow. I think there's been great progress made. You know, Mike French has done a heck of a job, mm-hmm. You know, and put a ton of work into the workforce housing, but there's still a long ways to go on it. But I think he's making really positive strides on that side of things.
Yeah. And with things that you're hearing, because you have your finger on the pulse of our local economy and, you know, the various meetings I attend. But what are you hearing from your customers and others? Does it kind of coincide with what I said earlier with inflation, housing, childcare, healthcare, those things, workforce, finding workers? Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of those obstacles out there for every business owner right now. And so it's a real challenge. And, you know, I think it's all hands on deck trying to find solutions to those issues.
Mm-hmm. And with the with your line of work and the banking industry, I always tell people, get to know an insurance agent, a CPA, an attorney, a banker, you know, someone maybe in marketing and all these different aspects of owning a business. So you have kind of an advisory folks that you can go to. Who are your folks with Bank of Colorado that are your employees that work specifically on business and helping businesses?
Yeah, we have a great team. You know, Melissa Jackson Palmer does a great job with our treasury management services. We've got Greg Murray, Corey Dean, Alex Kleeman, Tristan Musselman, Sandra Garcia, all mm-hmm. Working in that space to help our customers.
And if somebody, you know, are they available if someone just says, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, starting a business, where do I start? I always send them to the Small Business Development Center. And then, you know, Bank of Colorado is an example of a bank that to come in and start that relationship early in the process. Can they just reach out, walk in your lobby? I mean, yeah. I walk in there and I act like, you know, I know what I'm doing. And
you're the mayor. Everybody knows
well,
you, Jack, when
security,
you walk in.
I fool security. Tom hasn't thrown me out of the building yet. But in all seriousness, can they set up a pre-appointment or should they just come on in?
You know, we can do it either way. Uh-huh. You know, we always have somebody available if people walk in, you know, phone call, email, if they want a pre-arranged appointment. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we're happy to help any way we can. And there's multiple ways to set that up and coordinate it.
Great. So, you know, I'm just curious also, you're on the Alliance board. Are there other boards or any other, I'm going to say, organizations that you want to plug, give shout-outs to? Otherwise, I'm going to go back to asking you some more questions about the upcoming outlook.
Yeah, definitely. You know, got to give a shout-out to Durango Education Foundation. You know, we give about $130,000 to Durango School District for different programs that aren't serviced within the school district budget. So that's a shout out for them. And, you know, Fort Lewis Foundation, you know, Melissa Mount and her team do a heck of a job over there. And so those are two of the big ones for, you know, giving, think about giving towards the end of the year. Those are great organizations.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's interesting with, I loved the ghost tour. That was new for Durango Education Foundation. I interviewed her, and it was so exciting to see some a new idea.
Right. Wendy did a heck of a job putting that event together, and I think there's an opportunity to make that even bigger in 2024, and Wendy's got some great ideas to get that grown.
Have you done the tour?
I was out of town, so unfortunately I missed it, but I heard a lot of great feedback from people in the community.
Yeah, I've done the tour, not with the Durango Education Foundation, but it is fun. I highly recommend, you know, especially supporting the Durango Education Foundation, to go in and see, hear the stories and behind the scenes, and go down in the into the secret tunnels, as they call them.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was able to see a video that was created during that event, and so I think we'll be using that for getting the word out for next year's event.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to shift back, as Bank of Colorado is sponsoring the School of the Katz School of Business Administration for the 32nd annual Southwest Economic Outlook, and I'm going to go through the who, what, when, where, why. So, you know, when is it again?
It's going to be Tuesday, January 9th, Fort Lewis College Ballroom, starting at 8 for coffee and breakfast. 8:30 will be when the action starts.
And then block out till noon.
Yep, till noon. There'll be a little break in there if people need to come and go. Mm-hmm. But, yep, about a four-hour total event.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody, approximately, I'm going to say, 250 people roughly attend?
Right, yeah, it's about 250. Last year, we ended up with standing room only. So we're looking at, you know, a few more tables to get in that room to help accommodate the demand.
Yeah, and the ballroom is upstairs in the Student Union building. I always tell people, if you drive up the windy hill, 8th Avenue, you go up the windy hill, get to the stoplight, it's that building right to the left of the stoplight, and then you just keep going and park over in front of Noble Hall. There's that big first parking lot you come to. Park there. There'll be signage, I'm sure, and you can walk right on over. And again, free parking, and students aren't in session, so there's going to be plenty of it.
Yeah, free parking, free event, so no reason for people not to attend.
All right, so now I'm going to, you know, curveball. Because, I'm just curious, you know, so you've been in the, at the Bank of Colorado how many years?
November 3rd was my 20th year.
20th year.
Yep.
So, and I'll say you started when you were 12. And
I like it.
And, you know, and looking back on all those years of Bank of Colorado, what makes your bank different?
You know, I think it's the customer service that we can provide, and we're family-owned, privately held bank. Mm-hmm. That's really unique for our community. We have local autonomy, local decision-making, so that's a huge differentiating factor for us.
Well, and I have to say, I mean, Melissa is on our board of directors for the chamber, and she does such a great job. Greg Bain, you know, he was on my board and helped us so much with the building of the chamber building. And so what you guys do, being involved in the community, goes above and beyond just, you know, the banking world.
Right. Yeah, we encourage all of our employees to be involved in the community, and we've got great representation throughout.
Yeah. And what do you do for fun?
Work? No. Golf and ski.
Okay.
Yeah, so do get some free time in there.
So you got your winter sport and you got your summer sport.
Exactly, yep.
But with simulators, you can get inside the golfing, you know, and do that.
Yeah, I was up at Dalton on Saturday with Shea Senna getting a lesson in the wintertime. He said it was a perfect time to do it.
So, wow. Very good. Well, Jason, thank you for everything you do. Again, when is the outlook?
Tuesday, January 9th, and we hope to see everyone out there.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Jack.
Will you come back?
Of course.
Was it easier than you thought?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing. I try and make it easy. I always tell people it's better than going to the dentist.
You're an easy person to talk to, so that
helps. Yeah, I got the gift of gab. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.